Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, I can't hear you.
Thank you, Father, that this would be a blessing to all of those who are listening. Minister Amon is coming on this evening from out of Long Island, New York. Amen. And we're looking to hear a word from her. We're going to move out of the way, and Minister Amon will be on, coming on next. Telephone, tell a friend that Minister Amon is on the line this evening, and she has a word for you. There may be someone who is going through something, some type of hardship, some type of trial. Amen. What better way to ask them just to listen to the word of God and let God do what he does best. God is able to work miracles. Amen. So if you want to be a blessing to someone, share it with someone. And just ask them to listen in. They don't have to comment. Just listen in and let God do what he does best. Is there anything too hard for God? Amen. So we just thank God for the word, which is lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Minister Amon, are you there?
God bless you, sir. Yes, I'm
Amen.
Here.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Are you able to hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you now, and I hope I don't have too much of an echo going on here either.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Just let the word come, you know, go forth, and, you know, you're fine. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. God bless everyone.
Minister Amon, at the end, if you would like someone on this line, we, you know, also open up an invitation, you know, to Christ, to discipleship at the end. Amen. And I would also ask someone that they would pray for you at the end of your day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. It's so good to be back on the line again, New Beginnings Bible Study. And we're going to get right into it. I pray that you have a listening ear and a receptive heart, as God has did it for me. So we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this night. We thank you for all those that came on the line today. Lord, continue to move by your power and your anointing. Bless them. Bless their households. Bless the works of their hands. If anyone has been going through trials and tribulations, challenges in their life, I pray, dear God, that this word will come forth with power and revelation. I pray, dear God, that each and every one will not only receive the word, but receive the bread of life that you've given unto me. We thank you. Thank you for Elder John, Drs. John and Suzanne for this line. Bless them, keep them, dear God. We give you praise for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that all those that are going to hear this word will be in a place of acceptance. Lord, as I decrease, you increase. As I go behind you, dear God, you go before me and set everything in order. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless everyone. I thank God for this word. I was telling Dr. John about it, too. I had two things, but God wanted us to deal with this. I'm coming from Genesis 1, 27 and 28. Before man came on the scene, Genesis 1, 27 and 28 says, God created, before man came on the scene, God created and provided the earth and the habitation of the earth. And the word says this, then God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. That was man. And I'll stop there. That was man's first of power and authority. I'm going to go back to dominion. We're going to go back to subdue. The definition of subdue is to overcome, to bring under control, to conquer, and to bring into subjection. And you know what? Not just those things around us, but we ourselves, our flesh needs to come under subjection, subdue. The NIV says this, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform him, this is a sidebar, will transform him, our lowly body, so that they will be like his glorious body. This is a positive note, y'all. Saved believers can look forward to a time when every pain and problem with our earthly body will exchange for a new and improved body, one that will last forever with the Lord. But in the meantime, where we are, we're in the meantime, we are the power and authority he has created to be in the earth. Subdue. Mm-hmm. Subdue in spiritual form, spiritually wickedness in high places, having dominion, and I'll read Ephesians 6 and 12, and we know it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Principles, powers. I just want to, you'll just bear with me before I get to my subject. Principles and powers. These are the levels of demons or the presence of demonic activity. These are the things that brings, that are real. Their primary goal is to kill, injure, worry, destroy, vex, harass, confuse, frustrate, bother you in every manner or way, life and spiritual. Spiritually life. Life and spiritual. Just to get back at, just to get back at God. This is what the devil does. Just to get back at God because God kicked him out of heaven. But heaven called you to do what he couldn't do, what he was created to do. He tried to take God's glory, but nothing shall take God's glory. Nothing and no one shall take God's glory, even when his glory is evident in your life. I'll say that again. Even when his glory is evident in your life, when he's using you to do the things that he has directed you and leading, guiding you to do, his glory, he won't share with no one else. And that is the ultimate dominion. Dominion, he said, over the fish and everything that he created. Dominion. What does dominion mean? What does it mean to have? It means to have the right to govern, or rule or determine. God has given man powers to carry out the responsibility that has been given into his hands. See that? God gave it to us. Into our hands, he's given us dominion, power, and authority. He created you with all that power on the earth. That was what he created you to do. And the act two, that was act one, with the creepy things and the fowls of the air. That was act one. Act two, and I had already read it, spiritual wickedness in high places. We have the dominion, y'all. We have the dominion. He wants us to utilize this powerhouse that's in us. And this is what I'm going to say. He created us in his image. Yes, he did. So my subject today for everyone on this line, mirror image, mirror, mirror, oh, say, can you see? Can you see the power and authority God has placed in you? Oh, say, can you see? Well, look within, because that's where it is. Everything that we are, everything that we hope to be, comes from the inside out. From the inside out. What is a mirror? It is a reflective surface, typically of glass, coated with a metal reflection that can show that image. It is a reflective surface shown as a reflection of, corresponding or be similar to another thing. To be similar to another thing. But we know that God isn't a thing. Now, what the spiritual meaning of a mirror? Mirrors are generally symbolic of spiritual and psychological depth. They don't just reveal our appearance. They can reveal who we are on a deeper level. Generally speaking, mirrors represent a person's depth of soul and mind. They have the power to deeply disclose who they truly are. Isn't that something? How it goes to the depth of our mind and as who we are psychologically. We are to mirror God. God is our mirror, who looks and sees the depths of who we are and the very intent of our hearts. Remember what God said in 1 Samuel 16 and 7 when he talked about Eli? But the Lord said this, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on the contents or the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Samuel thought surely that man was the anointed one, but he wasn't, because the mirror, who God is, who we to image, have our image after, looked beyond what others saw. And I'm gonna say this: when we pray, I'm gonna take me. When I pray in the mornings, I ask God to not only to anoint my head with oil, but when I anoint my head with oil, but I anoint my eyes, I say this. I said, Lord, let me see the way you see people. Let me know who is who. See, it seems like I'm going off into a tangent, but we are to be just like God. He wants us to be. He wants us to see things the way he sees them. He wants us to be the way he is. And he's called us to be the powerhouse in the earth, in the earth. This is why it's so important for us to pray in such a manner that will open our minds, our spirit up unto God. our spiritual discernment to be sharpened in full activity of duty, because we are living in a day that is 1,000% in deception. People are saying right is wrong and wrong is right. And we have to know who and what we're dealing with out there in this world. I want to tell you, you are mirror images of God. He has created in his image. What does God mean to the, what does it mean to be in the image of God? We are the root. Genesis 1 and 27 said it. In the beginning, he created man in his own image. Can you see that you're created in his image? Can you see he's given you dominion over the everything, even things in high places? Not just to subdue the earth, but to subdue that is in spiritual wickedness in high places, that is in the atmosphere. God has given it to you. He's given it to man. He's given it to man to be the ambassadors, to be the kingdom access, in this earth realm. God didn't come in a spirit, even though he's given us his spirit, but for him to be legal in the earth, he needed a body. And who was the prime example but Jesus Christ? He came in the matter of flesh. How we are the image of God, how we are to be who he is in spirit, that means morally and spiritually and intellectually in our nature. That's what God has given us. He is and will always be the God that we look to for everything that we need and everything that we need to go forth in this earth realm. We are the perfect representation. Jesus came, he left, and he left us with the power and authority. He said, did he say it? He said, all is given unto him. And you know what? He's traded it and gave it unto us to be the mirror image of him in the earth. 1 John 3 and 2 says, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we are to appear to be will come. But I said that before, but right now, in the meantime, we're to go forth as children of God, be an image of who he is, a mirror image of who he is. Everything we do should exemplify Christ. Everything we say should be as God would have us say, not of our own, but how God will have us to say. And you know, we have established that God is dominion and power, and he's given it unto us. But here, we have established that, and now I'll say, mirror, mirror, oh, say, can you see? Now we, who look at one another, we are to look at one another as brothers and sisters, no schism in God's body. We're the ones that should be the prime example of truth and power and authority. We're the ones to not bring each other down, but to love one another. Love is the basis of who we are and what we are and what we will become. We're to be that oneness. I'm saying this because even though a lot of us, even on this line, has come to Christ and we are one in the body, the body is still off-center. The body is still off-center. This is why the world thinks of us as a joke. I'm just going to put it out there, as a joke, because we have to stand in the image of God uncompromised. We're not to compromise anything about our walk, our confession, what we stand for, because God is depending on us, believe it or not. We're depending on him, but he needs us. He needs these bodies. He needs these minds. He needs everything that he's given to us, all the giftings, everything that's in us. He needs it. Sure, he can let a donkey speak and do this, that, but we have his spirit. We are his image, and he wants us to go forth as children of God, as lovers of him and lovers of each other. He said in the word, how is the world going to know us that we are his disciples? How we love one another. How we love one another. And in John 4:7 it says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God, being born again. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God shows his love among us. He sent, and I already said it, he sent his one and only son into the world. And now, since you are in him, born again, you're that same image of him in the world, that you might live through him, that you might live through him, act as he does, calling those things that be not as though they are, binding and loosing, speaking into people's lives. God has given us that power and authority, and we're not utilizing it. Not even speaking into people's lives, but speaking to ourselves. Not coming under subjection to what the enemy throws at us. We have to know that we're the authority. He tries to mess with us. I'll say it like that. He tries to make us feel less than. But God never created any junk or mess. He knew what he did when he created you. He knew what he did when he put his spirit in you. He knew what he did when he put those gifts and callings in your life. He knew it. And these are the last days, and we have to show it. We can't compromise. We can't compromise anything, because the world, creation, is waiting for the sons and daughters of the kingdom to come forth with power and authority. You are the image of God. Can you see him in you? When you look in the mirror, can you see him? And I'm not talking about the mirror that's on your wall. I'm talking about the mirror, which is the Bible. Basic instruction before leaving earth. The Bible, which tells us about who God is and tells us about who we are in him. The Bible. The Bible. The written word. The word of life. God wants you to know tonight, as in my closing, God wants you to know tonight that you are not only the mirror image of him, but we are the mirror image of each other. When I see you, I see God. So I can't talk to you any old kind of way. I see God. Because if I do, I'm talking to God. I'm talking to God. Now, I'm not saying that we're perfect. We're not. Not in this flesh. But we'll bring this flesh under subjection. Because Paul said it. I die daily. And that's what we're to do. Die daily. and see God and know that the good work that he started in you and I, he shall complete it. And if we faint not, we shall see it all, the reward. The reward, and not just in the by and by now, not just when we leave this earth and go home with him, right now, now, we'll see it. We are the image of God. We'll say, can you see? Can you see yourself? I can see myself, and I hope you see yourself in the image of God. I am finished. No, I am closing, Elder John. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on with the word. I'm going to open up for comments and questions at this time.
I hope Reverend Maddie is on. I'm calling you out, sis.
All right, let me open up all of these.
The line. Praise God.
Okay. Okay, we have all the mics open. I'll comment at this time.
Reverend Manny, I know you're there. Maybe not.
Any comments? All you have to do is just talk.
Well, praise God.
Amen. Amen. There's no comments. Your mics are open. Your mics are open. All you have to do is just talk and make a comment, if you would, at this time. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone on Zoom would like a comment? Anyone on Zoom would like to make a comment?
Amen.
On Zoom. Man, we have a quiet audience this evening.
Yeah, they're probably saying, where's she coming from? But you know what? God is good.
Anytime the word is going forth, Minister Armand, I mean, there's always a word, or there's always something that is received. I don't know. I do know all the mics are open. One of the things I'd like to make a comment in terms of, you know, I like your title when you said, I'm sorry, okay, you know, I have people raising their hand. Okay, Dr. Suzanne?
Yes, I wanted to say that there was a timely message. With everything that's going on today, the wars and rumors of wars, and, you know, you see things that are happening in families, and like you said, people say that right is wrong, and all of the things that are happening is for us as the body of Christ to stand on God's word, because it doesn't change. It's not shaky. It does not change. It's, people want to say that, you know, that was for that day and not for today, but his word is true yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What you said about how important it is for us as the body of Christ, because a lot of us compromise compromise by trying to live in the world and be a part of the world. We're supposed to live here but not be a part of it. We're supposed to be an example, you know, not a joke like you. Not a joke, because it looks you're supposed to be the instrument to be living a godly life and be here on earth, you know, continuing this ministry on earth. We shouldn't be involved in foolishness.
Yeah.
You know, we should be the example to look to us for direction.
Amen.
So very timely word, very.
And you know, listening to what you're saying, Dr. Suzanne, the body of Christ doesn't realize that the power, the oil is tainted. It's getting tainted, you know, and where we should be is always in His face. Not saying we don't do the everyday things, but we should always be in His face because we want to be available to Him no matter what in any given time. And where we've compromised is that I always say this, if we're going to be like the world, and just like you said, the world is supposed to come to us. We're not supposed to go to the world. And where's the world? Because it's getting worse. And where's the world going to come to when there's no power? I remember many, many years ago, I had a dream. And y'all know about Belmont Park right here. And I was walking through the park. And as I was going through on one side, I kept going through on one side, I saw rape and extortion and whatnot, guns drawn. On the other side, I saw it was just so many things going on each side. And as I kept walking, I saw a bird. It was a white bird. Someone corrected me. Apostle Logan corrected me. The Holy Spirit cannot die. But what it was the power was dying. As I walked through what should have been a beautiful orchard or a vine of grapes, everything was like becoming desolate, and the trees were so bare. As I kept walking through, I saw birds there. I don't say dove no more. Bird there. And they were white. Bird here, bird there. As I kept going in and in, it increased. As I kept going further and further in, it increased. I got to a wall, and they were piled up. And I said, oh, God, what is this? What is this? How come? Because the anointing, power, the body of Christ had no power. We shouldn't be sweating. We should be just speaking. We should be just laying hands on the sick. It shouldn't be no sweat. When we have the Word of God in us, when we are emptied out, we should be the power in the earth, the access of kingdom. Miles Monroe said it best. He said, earthly license for heavenly interference. And that's what we are to do, give God license. Come in, Holy Ghost. Come in. Actually, the Holy Ghost is already here. Activate us even more. Bring us up into the upper room even more. Many refillings. Fill us up again. Any more comments? Somebody. God bless you.
Oh. Do you have comments on broken?
I thought it was a very good program, Bible study, and we do have to have faith in our actions and following God's word and straight leadership and God's word, the Bible, and not take things for granted. Treat people with love and respect. But anyway, that's the message I get across as I listened and participated, perhaps non-verbally, just listened and took it in as to how it relates to myself. And amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Is there another? All you have to do is talk. I would like to make a comment. I definitely the idea of you using it as a mirror image. And when I, you know, when you were speaking, you know, you made a comment in terms of we are to exemplify Christ. And that's basically what I received from your message this evening. And of everything that we do, we should exemplify Christ. We should be Christ-like. You know, and we always, our goal is to try to become more like Christ. And in order to do that, we have to exemplify, you know, how will Christ respond to a situation. So I do like, you know, that what you're saying in terms of how we do have, we have power. I believe the more we become like Christ, the more God gives us the power to be able to do greater things, greater see that is in us, that is in the world. I look at that, you know, and God gives us power to be able to do greater things, and that those greater things could be of our faith walk. Those great things, how we respond to others in situations, in diagnosis. Those greater things could be how we are emotionally affected by in situations. There are situations that we could run into that can emotionally just drain us to the point where. To the point where, you know, we just feel empty. So those greater things fall into them. So when I see that, you know, in terms of we become the image of Christ, we are, you know, he allows us to do greater things. We're not to fall short like the world. We're not to fall short for those that don't know Christ. When they begin to start to doubt, they begin to start to, you know, who they are and what their capabilities are. There are so many who are falling short simply because, and it becomes a mental thing. We become stronger mentally. You know, and God talks about it in terms of having a renewed mind. You know, and we are to be, if we keep our focus on God and be obedient as we go through life, knowing that the Word is our guide. The word is our lamp so that we can see things clear. The more confidence we have in terms of who we are as in our faith walk, in our faith walk. And one of the things that I would also like to say is that in our faith walk, as we overcome situational things that we go through, the stronger our faith becomes, the stronger or the greater our faith becomes, to the point where we begin to start to believe even greater things. So, you know, I like when you say it in terms of the mirror image, in terms of a you know, the title that you use, you know, with that. I felt where you were coming from. And when you start talking about in terms of Belmont Park, I start thinking about Belmont Park. Being that I used to run through Belmont Park West, so, you know, in terms of being a place that, you know, as you're walking through, and it's amazing how you were seeing things as you were walking through. I've been through a long time, and I know that you've always been, you know, a woman of God. Even when I was, how can I say it, I was running wild. I was running wild. I remember you spoke into my life, you know, as a teenager, you know, and told me that, you know, going to use me in a mighty way, do greater things with me. I didn't see that then. I had no inkling of where he was coming from. All I know was what I was doing, and I just was happy with where I was. So I just know who you are, and I know that you are a woman, a person who has always been connected with the Word of God. You know, it doesn't make a difference, and I just say to you, it doesn't make a difference when you come on. You don't have to apologize for anything. You know, you don't have to. God is going to work through you. It's already there. It's already there. God is going to work with you. You have a good heart. You have a connection, a close relationship with Christ. You don't have to apologize for anything. And anybody that is on lines from New York that know you, have known you, you know, for a period of time could definitely back me up in terms of what I'm saying. So I get it in terms of the image of Christ. You know, when I was walking during those days, was I walking in the image of Christ? No. No? No, I wasn't.
Amen.
I was going to church, but that's all I was doing was just going to church. That's all I was doing was just going to church. So those are the things I think of when you know, as you was talking. And the thing that I know about the Word of God, everyone goes through situational things. And it might just be one word that may resonate in your spirit that ignites you or something that one word that may, you know, just grab your attention. You know, it's almost like, you know, it grabs you. The word is not going to come back void. And I do believe that. It doesn't make a difference who's on the line. It doesn't make a difference if it's a couple, three on the line. God, the word is not going to come back void. It's going to reach into the depths of the spirit of those who's on it. And again, they may not say anything. And that doesn't mean that they did not receive your message. It's just that they just did not want to share how the word was received to them, if that makes any sense. So I do thank you for coming on, you know, with your honesty. I do thank you for coming on and pouring out, you know, a word to the body of Christ. But those are the things that I would say to you that I receive. Again, everybody receives something totally different in different ways. So it's always – but one of the things I want to say is before you make a comment is that when we do comment in terms of ourselves, you know, no one is perfect and no one has lived a perfect life. But when we do that, when we speak out, what it does is it blesses someone else that may have been going through a similar situation that has, who knows, maybe someone online, you know, just they're listening tonight and you just never know what people are going through at this time. And you may speak to, you know, that, you know, person may speak, you know, to their spirit and give them a little, you know, hope, you know, give them strength in their faith, you know, give them encouragement that they can continue on. And that's what this is all about. We encourage one another. That's all it's about. It's not who speaks better than anybody else. It's just encouraging one another, being an encouragement, you know, to the body of Christ. So I do thank you for coming on and sharing the word with Blog Talk Radio this evening. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. John, and thank you for being my defense lawyer. I thank God
for the comment. He wanted to make a comment.
I just want to give some words of encouragement. Just understand one thing. Whenever we stand forth to bring the word, all we have to do is drop the seed. That's all we have to do is drop the seed. And once you drop the seed, your mission is complete. Once you fed one sheep, your mission is complete. You feed that which was hungry. Now, you ministered to me by the time you read the scripture, gave me something to look at I never thought of. God made us in his image that was in flesh, in spirit. Then he put us in flesh. So every person upon this earth right now was made in the image of God. The thing is now, what are we going to do with it?
What are you going to do with it?
So please don't think for 1 minute since people are not speaking, like Dr. Clay said, they're not receiving. Because that is far from the truth. Keep your head up. Keep on keeping on because you are planting seed, which you are called to do.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Thank you for those comments.
God bless you, Pastor Miles.
Amen.
God bless
you. Minister, If you would like, you know, which you do the call of
yes.
Disciples.
Yes.
That moment,
Lord, as we come to your throne of grace, we thank you that if there's anyone on the line that don't know you, I mean really know you yet, dear God, we thank you that you're there and you sent your son to be the doorway to you. Dear God, we pray right now if there's anyone on this line that's seeking your face, seeking you, want to come out of where they are to, you said in your word, come unto me all ye that are laboring and heavy laden, and you'll give them rest. Father, you sent your son to give them rest. If they would open up their hearts and believe that you sent your son to die for them, that they would be saved. If they would confess that Jesus is Lord, that they would be saved. Lord, bless anyone that now needs salvation, dear God. Let them come. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Dr. Suzanne if you would pray over this woman of God before we close out.
Father God, we praise you. We praise you and we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this ministry. We thank you, Lord, for the platform that we can come together, Father God, and to read your word, interpret your word, share our ideas and opinions. We thank you, Lord, for our relationship with the Holy Spirit, for mission to guide all our meetings, to direct them, take them from beginning to end in any direction. I thank you, Lord, for the word that went through this evening. I thank you, Lord, for our sister Edna for being obedient and pushing through. I thank you, Lord, for that and believe, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit directed all of it. Mm-hmm. And I thank you, Father God, as we sit convicted about what has been said, thinking about the truth, thinking about your word, your expectations. These are the commandments on how we are to behave, how we are to conduct our business, how we are to carry ourselves, how we should walk circumspectly, how we're representatives of the kingdom.
Yes.
That we're one body. All of us are important parts of that body. That the body doesn't function properly unless it's balanced with all of us doing our part and what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord. This is my sister Edna, who's bold enough to bring it forth. Just plain and simple, clear, no confusion, your word.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God, that as she has delivered and spilled out, just poured out from her heart, dear Lord, that you rejuvenate her. Give her an ease and rest tonight, Father God, a sleep, Father God, that's so sweet and so satisfying, dear Lord. I thank you, Father God, that as she sleeps, dear Lord, that your ministering and warring angels are about her. I thank you, Lord, that they're covering her, that the room is filled, Father God, with the Holy Spirit and the fragrance, the sweet, sweet fragrance of you.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, that she is comforted and what she's done, Father God, that she has followed directions well.
Yes.
I pray to you, dear Lord, and thank you, Father God, that on her rising tomorrow morning, Father God, that she wakes up, Father God, feeling around her, Father God, to speak it to her life and to her, Lord, for the good report that we're going to receive from her about how things have gone, the joy that she feels tomorrow morning. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
As we come to a close, I'd like to say an early happy birthday to my dear wife, who is so perfect.
Yeah.